You know that feeling that you have when you are so absorbed in a TV show and just as the plot thickens, it's cut off, leaving you hungry for more? Well, it's those types of cliffhangers that could power up the sequences in your email marketing content as well. Hey there, storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you are here. In this episode, we are digging into a strategy that's going to make your emails the most anticipated message in your subscribers' inbox. And that strategy is cliffhangers, the art of cliffhangers. So cliffhangers have been a classic story technique for quite some time. Obviously, you see them in your favorite TV series, the end of a chapter in a book that you're reading. You know, they tap into your innate human curiosity, your need to know what happens next. But have you ever thought of applying this concept to your email marketing content, specifically your email sequences? And so I'm going to break this down for you. So first, I'm going to make this clear. When creating your email sequence, the goal isn't to overwhelm your subscribers with information, especially if you're launching a program, course, something like that. The goal isn't to overwhelm them, okay? Instead, it's about leading them on a journey, step-by-step journey, leads them to taking action. That is what each email is for. Now, the trick in this, how do you make it all come together and make sense? Well, each email should end with a promise, a hint of something more that excites them to come back to find out whatever else that you are going to be telling them about. So for example, if you are sharing a three-part framework on boosting self-confidence in your first email, you could discuss the first strategy in detail. And then as you wrap up, you can hint at the next strategy, something that could be a game changer for them. However, instead of revealing everything, you can leave a trail of curiosity. That's your cliffhanger, making them, you know, excited about your next email. Let's say you are a business coach introducing a four-step method for scaling up their a small business. So in the first email, you can chat about the importance of understanding and defining their niche in their industry. And then as you approach the end of that email, you can hint at the next step, you know, something like a lesser known technique for optimizing, their operations or something of that nature. You can share just enough to make them wonder, but not give them everything. This cliffhanger then drives your subscribers to look out for your next email. Now, let's say you are a life coach introducing a some type of approach, like a five-pillar approach to finding balance and happiness in daily life. Your first email could revolve around the concept of, you know, quiet, mindful mornings and the importance of starting the day right. And as you finish up, you can tease the next pillar. You can give them a taste, just a snippet, enough to pique their interest. The anticipation of this knowledge then becomes your cliffhanger, prompting your subscribers to anticipate that follow-up email. Now, here's where it gets crucial. Your cliffhangers must be genuine getaways to value. It shouldn't feel like a gimmick. It shouldn't be misleading them, okay? A misleading cliffhanger can get you a click, But in the long run, the trust is what you are looking for, okay? And trust is what builds a lasting coach-client relationship. So keep in mind, you are connecting with your ideal clients and you want to build that trust with them. So don't, you know, have these cliffhangers that are misleading. You're saying something at the end of an email, the next email that they get, and they are anticipating what you mentioned at the end of the previous email, and you're totally not mentioning that. Same goes with like subject lines and emails. Don't make it clickbait and misleading. And when people open it up, it's, you know, nothing about what they thought it was going to be about, like intentionally you creating clickbait. Okay. So when used correctly, cliffhangers can, you know, they can elevate the whole email marketing experience for your email sequences, especially when you are launching a program or a course, or you're, you know, relaunching it or something like that. They can be great for welcome sequences as well. So, you know, don't make them just another, you know, well, don't make your email sequences rather just another like notification or just another email, but an anticipated piece of content that really drives people on a journey. That is, when I think of email sequences, I think that, you know, they're all pieces to a bigger puzzle leading up to, you know, something big. These sequences rather are the perfect way to weave storytelling into your email marketing content. That's why I love them so much. So I find all of this so important because your job as an online coach goes beyond your one-on-one coaching sessions or just your group coaching sessions. You know, when you use cliffhangers strategically and correctly, you are powering up your narrative, strengthening your brand presence, and connecting on a deeper level with your subscribers. You can use cliffhangers, you know, far beyond your email marketing content, but for this episode, that's what we're talking about. So keep that in mind when you are, you know, launching or relaunching a program or course. Figure out ways that you can incorporate cliffhangers into that content. If you have a welcome sequence right now for your email marketing, you know, when people sign up, you know, they get a welcome sequence or a welcome email. Figure out a way that you can, you know, include cliffhangers into your welcome sequence, you know, to keep people hanging on for more. And obviously, your welcome sequences are a great way to get people to, you know, get to know you better as an online coach, far beyond what they know about you on social media. So think about ways in terms of how you can use cliffhangers in your welcome sequences and in those sequences for your program or course. These can work for if you are just launching your program or course, if you're relaunching your program or course. Let's say it's not evergreen launch that you have, you know, it's something that you open up at certain times of the year. You can use these types of cliffhangers in those email sequences. And if you have a program, of course, that is always open for enrollment, that's like pretty evergreen content that you put out there, you can use these sequences in that capacity as well. And so, you know, when I am working with clients, obviously, I like to think outside the box. If I want to include cliffhangers in these sequences, and when I do that, or how I do that, per se, is, you know, just asking them tons and tons of questions. Now, I do want to share a few things that I, you know, specifically that I like doing to build these cliffhangers. And the first one is, you know, setting up the stakes. So before introducing the cliffhanger, I like to make sure that the audience understands what's at stake, whether it's a new business strategy or a life-changing mindset tip. The next thing that I like to do is stay relevant. You've got to stay relevant. Kind of mentioned that earlier. So make sure that the cliffhanger ties into the content of the current email. Now, if you're talking about mindset, your cliffhanger shouldn't suddenly jump to a completely unrelated topic like finance. Okay? Next, keeping things short and sweet. So a cliffhanger shouldn't be a lengthy paragraph, okay? Should not be super lengthy. It's a tease, a hint, something that makes your subscribers think, oh, what is this about? And when I say that, I also think about like my former life when I was a TV news reporter, when we were required to have these things called teases. I was required to record a tease of my story, very short sentence, probably less than 30 seconds max, I know, and I had to send it in, and they air these snippets right at the beginning on the newscast, and, you know, it gets people to wondering, okay, what is that story going to be about? I have to stick around, make sure I don't miss it, okay? So, keeping things short and sweet. Now, besides those, I do want to make it clear that overusing cliffhangers can actually hurt your impact, okay? So, if every email is a suspense saga, your subscribers will kind of get, they might get annoyed, okay? It's all about balance. In a similar way, you want to make sure that you always deliver on your cliffhangers, like I mentioned earlier. You don't want to ruin things with those broken promises, okay? So, before I wrap up, I want to talk about one last thing, and that's the feedback loop. All right. So once you have started integrating cliffhangers into your email marketing sequences, I want you to pay attention to your email open rates and the engagement. So the things you need to ask yourself are they improving? Are your subscribers more responsive? Okay, so gathering this data will help you refine your strategy a little bit more to make sure that you're hitting the mark with your ideal clients or your subscribers who are on your list. So hopefully this episode is helpful for you. If it has been, then take a moment to rate and review the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I love to know your thoughts, and it only takes a minute of your time to do so. So go ahead, leave your rating and review at the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, and I will chat with you soon.